Task 1.4. Imagine that you are preparing a project with your friend. You have found some interesting material for the presentation, and you want to read this text to your friend. You have 1.5 minutes to read the text silently, then be ready to read it out loud. You will not have more than 1.5 minutes to read it. Throughout the history of education, the most common means of maintaining discipline in schools was corporal punishment. While a child was at school, a teacher was expected to act as a parent, with the same means of making children obey as the parents had. This often meant that school students were often punished with a cane if they did something wrong. Corporal punishment at schools has now disappeared from all European countries. 31 US states have banned it, but the other 19 states, mostly in the South, continue to allow corporal punishment in schools. Teachers have the right to apply corporal punishment, although many choose not to do so. Official corporal punishment, often by caning, remains commonplace in schools in some Asian, African, and Caribbean countries. Generally speaking, most countries retain punishment for misbehavior, but it usually takes non-corporal forms, such as detention after the lessons. In Russia, corporal punishment in schools was banned in 1863.